of doing something. But he was real bright, you know, real smart man, and all like that. And that was him, but he was a real hard person to get along with, hot-headed. I mean, he'd tell you in a minute. Like, his, Mr. is Luke's brother. Elijah was Luke's brother.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was, you know, Buck and then was nephew. Well, Jackie borrowed $5 or $10 from him one day. Told him he'd pay him back this Friday. Well, come that Friday, he got paid. He went to see. Just show you how fickle he was. Type person was. Went to pay him. Well, he wasn't home. He went to the store. Well, Jackie had to get on back home to his wife, you know. Mm-hmm. So he tried to leave the money with Mrs. But she didn't want it. Francis, she didn't want it. So, she didn't want to take it. She wanted him to give it to him. Mm-hmm. He was the type of person, if I loan you money, I want you to give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Jackie, you know, he couldn't wait. She wouldn't take it, you know. And, you know, and he wasn't there. Mm-hmm. So, first thing Saturday morning, he come back to give him the money. He cussed him out, told him to get out of his yard. He said, he told me he'd pay me Friday. Friday's when I expected it. He said, I don't want the money. The money don't mean nothing to me. It's the principle. You told me you'd pay me Friday. Friday's when I wanted it. Not Saturday, not Thursday. I wanted it Friday. I mean, you know, that kind of way. That was his niece's husband, you know. I don't know if he'd be any relation. I doubt it, you know. Through marriage, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he was real fickle like that. And he was one for work. Like, I used to help, like, his whole house was made out of concrete and steel and stuff like that. And, I worked for him. He'd pay you good, you know, but he'd work you slapped to death. You know, you earned what you got,
mm-hmm.
you know, but he was good, you know, he paid you good, he fed you, drank beer all day long. You know, he'd have beer, but you'd sweat the beer out fast. It wasn't worth the trouble of stopping to drink it, you know? You know, and all, he wasn't nothing during the day to hear him go, Francis, get up here. You know, and here's the old lady, you know, twin, and he'd have her out there on 2 5-gallon bucket or pails of cement. You know, what did he have? He had a cement mixer. And he'd be dumping it over in the cement, and she'd be, old lady, strong as an ox. She'd be picking it up and carrying it back and forth to you know, to dump it wherever they were pouring cement, you know?
Uh-huh.
And not he'd work her to death. It would seem like, but, you know, she worked day in, day out. And all, but, he was hell, boy. Like, one night we was out in his barbecue pit out in his backyard, and we thought we saw him quietly. And he said, he told us, he said, time for people to go home. You know, time, most people, he didn't say that, he said, most people should be in bed. And so that's where I'm going. So we thought, you know, good, go. We didn't sit back there. About 30 minutes later, he says, he's standing out back. You know, he come outside. I guess he didn't want to say something right off. He said it loud enough because we was off away. He said, I said it's time for people to be in bed. You know, so we let him go on, you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Well, I don't try it. I just don't answer it. I'm serious. I don't. There ain't much sense in it.
Yeah.
But I like to meet all them little boys. That is, I was afraid they'd do me in. You know, I'm serious.
Yeah. Well, sounds like some of them would really be interesting people to meet.
Oh, they're all interesting people to meet. Let me think, there's a bunch of them up that way. I go, was it Brody Clark? Brody Clark used to sit out in the road, boy. And he used to sit over in the ditch and watch him, boy. He'd be so, his mind's about gone. He'd be talking to himself. They say, no, he's talking to somebody, you know. He's drunk, but his mind's shot. He's drinking all those years, all that moonshine, and his mind's tickled.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be doing that. And let's see who else they got up there. Oh. See, there are a bunch of weirdos. They ain't weirdos. They're old people that